Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avin receiving a Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Ches is a continuation of the previous one. Who Huayu Aimer, he used to say, this is Rabbi Shmuel still talking. In the previous Mishnah, he had mentioned a Dayan who's Choshech Atzma Min Adin. He darkens himself from Din, which means he bows out of a Din Torah. He asks the litigants to go to other Dayanim, or he tries to make a Pshara, a compromise. So he continues discussing a Dayan. Al Tidon Yechidi, don't judge alone. Even though this Dayan is someone who's called a Dayan Mumche, he's an expert, and al pi halacha, he is allowed to judge alone. Still, it's always better to have another dayan along with you to judge the case. She'ein dan yechidi ela echad. There's only one that's allowed to judge yechidi alone, and that's obviously referring to Hashem, because he's yachid by lamai. But besides for that, a person should not judge alone. This is, of course, unless the baladinim tell him, we want you to be our dayan, we don't want any other dayan involved. So then, of course, he could judge alone. But if they didn't dafke express that, so then the dayan should say, hold on one second, I need to go find another fellow dayan to judge the case with me. Now, even though this Dayan found another judge to sit on the case with him, also, Va'al Toimer, he shouldn't tell him, Kabu Daiti, accept what I say. Basically, Reb Dayan, don't make it a charade. Don't ask another Dayan to come and sit along with you, and then when he argues with you, tell him, listen here, Dayan, you just accept what I say, and that's the end of the story. Why? Shehein Roshayin V'layata. They're allowed to, not you, meaning the Bali Dinim. They can decide if they want to listen to you alone, but it's not up to you to say, listen here, I'm the Dayan, you guys have to listen to me. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, I'm talking about Limud HaTorah. Rabbi Yonasan says, "Kol makayim satayra me'ayni, soifei lekayim me'ayshar." Anyone who keeps the Torah out of poverty, he'll eventually keep the Torah through wealth, which means even though he's poor, it's challenging, parnas is difficult, he doesn't have money, he has a hard time supporting his family. Nonetheless, he puts aside his quest for parnasa and he toils in Torah as much as humanly possible, so he will eventually, later on down the line, be able to makayim it from Aishar. Hashem will grant him wealth and he won't have tirdas of parnasa, he won't have challenges in supporting his family and finding money for food on his table. He's going to be able to learn in peace and quiet without the parnasa stress, and that's because he pushed himself to learn Torah me'ayni. And the opposite is true as well. V'chol mvatal sa Torah me'ayshar. Anyone who's mvatal Torah and he has wealth, he really could sit and learn a lot more than he does, but because he's wealthy, he's so busy, he's running to meetings, he's running his business, and he's mvatal Torah, he's not learning Torah properly. According to others, this means that he just spends his money and he enjoys life, he has food and drink and takes vacations, and he doesn't spend his extra time learning Torah. Soifei levatal me'ayni, he's going to end up Vatal the same Torah, but out of poverty, he's going to lose all his money. And the reason why he's not going to be able to learn is because he has to go running around looking for parnasa to try to put bread on his table. And it's pretty clear that one thing led to the other. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. Continue to discuss learning Torah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.